This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our next story is still about the youth in Malaysia, but it's something rather different. It is a big announcement that came from the government. And kind of foremost, there are a number of things kind of packed into this, but first of all, they'll be appointing a youth representative as a senator, which fits with the goal to give the younger generation more opportunities to participate in policy making.
So this appointee will likely be someone aged 30 and above, because you can only be a senator when you are that age, with wide expertise and knowledge in the field and issues on the development of youths. Now, Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad said the government was upholding the principle that no one was too young to bear responsibility, including responsibility to the country.
And another announcement was made, which was of the Youth Power Club, which I gotta say, not my favorite name.
Not the catchiest.
No, not really. But the Youth Power Club will play the role of raising the involvement of young people in youth organizations and activate their involvement at a grassroots level in community work. And as for how much is going into this, it's 50 million ringgit for the coming 2 years and another 7.4 million ringgit to start these clubs in over 222 areas in the country.
So back to that youth senator post, there are a lot of details that's been, I guess, yet to be revealed as to who are they going to select, where is this candidate going to come from, and you know, what would it be in place of? Let's say if a senator from a senator retires, then will that post suddenly appear, or are we adding to the roster of the senators we already currently have?
I would guess the latter, because it sounds as if it's a definitive thing, right? It is happening regardless.
So because they want it to happen as soon as possible too.
That's right. My questions lie more in who is this person going to be?
Yeah,
which you brought up. But because it is an appointed position, I just hope that it is somebody who is really the best candidate. But my other question is, who is defining the parameters of what is best, right? So are we looking for somebody with specific qualifications? Are we looking for somebody who has done a lot of grassroots work? Are these people supposed to identify themselves? Are there now scouts out there trying to identify people who are already doing the sort of advocacy work? I just don't know where the candidates are going to be coming from. And that leaves me a bit anxious and leery, because I think I would prefer to know a bit more about the parameters of choice.
I think at the moment they do probably have some programs that they could scout out from, which includes the Perdana Fellowship. They also had... Well, ministers would probably have had a lot of interns or other sort of staff working with them that's quite young. So they could also probably select from that pool. Or they also have the Malaysian Youth Council, which they hold parliament-like sessions to just talk about certain issues based on the committee that they're part of, whether it's about the environment or if it's about economic opportunities.
The other question, I guess, is also what is the definition of youth?
Yeah.
Because that is something that the government has been grappling with to a degree, trying to get it knocked down from where it currently sits, which is 40 to 30, right? Or at least 35, which is kind of a middle ground. But if the person that they're selecting is, say, 38, does that then mean that in 2 years we're going to have to see a reappointment? You know, I just have questions about how it's going to work. I recognize that it is an early announcement, but yeah, those are the things that I would like to see answered. We're going to be speaking after this with Jufitri Johar, who is the president of the Malaysian Youth Council, to get an idea of really what this entails and also what the reception has been like. But you can also let us know your thoughts. What do you make of the fact that we're going to have a youth senator or a senator in Dewan Negara representing the youth voice? Call us with your thoughts, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
Good evening. You're listening to Lynn and Kelvin, and we're talking about youth senator and youth power. Thanks for that. If you have any thoughts on the possible appointment of a youth senator to Dewan Negara, let us know. Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Right now, we've got on the line Jufitri Johar, president of the Malaysian Youth Council. Jufitri, thanks for joining us. So the Malaysian Youth Council has been calling for this appointment of a youth senator for quite a while now. Can you tell us why you think it's important to have a youth representative in Dewan Negara?
Thank you very much. First of all, we think that we should have, it is timely for us to have a youth rep in the Dewan Negara, because the youth in Malaysia represent a significant numbers. It's amounted to, I think, around 13 million youth in Malaysia out of 30 million Malaysian population. I think it is a right time to have and to appoint one senator from the youth. And secondly, it is also it's in line with the agenda of to ensure that Dewan Negara will be occupied with the new faces, with the fresh and brilliant ideas from the young people, of course. And the third one, I think that we can use this official platform to channel all the youth voice, the youth aspiration, and the youth ideas direct to the Dewan Negara. So it is a very good platform for the youth to voice out any problem, issues that related direct to them, direct to the Dewan Negara, and of course to the government itself. And I think the next one is to become check and balance for the Minister of Youth and Sport in Dewan Negara, because policy program that had been proposed by the Ministry of Youth and Sport can be commented and can be criticized legally and officially in the Dewan Negara. So it is a good platform to be check and balance for the minister itself. And the last thing, I think it is could be a source of financial assistance for the youth association and for the any cohort of the youth to apply through the senator coming from the young reps.
So just to clarify, right now you can only be a senator if you're age 30 and above. Does this also mean that the youth representative who will become the senator will also have to be 30 years and above?
Yeah, for sure. It is must be above 30 years old and should be, I think, from the youth association itself, because the office bearer of the youth association, I think that they well-versed about the issues related to the young people, because they are dealing with the young people. They hear the grievances of the young people. They discuss about the young people issues. I think it is quite okay to have the senator from the age of 30 to 40 years old. It's just nice, because the minimum requirement of to be the senator of Dewan Negara must be at least 30 years old.
Right, but then how is this going to work out, given that the government is or has been planning to bring down the age limit defining youth from 40 and below to 30 and below?
Yeah, I think in the long run, we should propose for the amendments of the age of the senator. Maybe we can have as young as 25 years old to ensure that many young faces could be in the Dewan Negara. Might be one of the proposal come from, let's say, from Malaysian Youth Council to propose a senator should be at least 25 years old to allow more young people to participate in Dewan Negara, even though we are not denying the contribution made by the seniors. But we have to have a good combination of the young people in Dewan Negara. So we need to have the seniors and the juniors to produce more good ideas for the betterment of the country.
So the Prime Minister also announced that 50 million ringgit will be allocated for the Youth Power Programme to increase the involvement of youths in grassroots level community work. What do we know about the programme, and how will this be different from Rakan Muda?
Yeah, it's, I think initially it's different from Rakan Muda. That is the initial ideas of Youth Power. because the youth power ideas is to empower young people to participate in the decision-making process and platform. That's what I know. But we've been invited by the minister to discuss further on this. Maybe later on we will, get the detail of this project. Yeah.
So another issue that keeps coming up in this is youth and their eligibility for leadership positions. Are there still barriers right now that prevent young people from being able to attain those opportunities? And how do you think those barriers can be overcome?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge for this is the perception from the seniors, because the seniors think that our young people is not serious, our young people is not capable, our young people is not serious on this. So this is the perception that we have to overcome. So to overcome this problem of these issues, so we have to have a dialogue between the seniors and the juniors to enhance the level of understanding between between the seniors and the juniors. And another thing that we are promoting to deal with this kind of problem is to promote youth work, whereby in the concept of the youth work, the adult so-called will coach and will mentor the juniors to ensure and to empowering young people together with them in the process of decision making.
How will the age redefinition affect youth associations and how they function?
Yeah, one of the philosophy behind the change of the age is to empower more young people, to give an ample space to the younger generation to be in the youth association. Because the main problem before is some of the, not all the youth association, but some of the youth association is being dominated by the older generation. So previously, for the past 10 years back, if you can imagine that a youth association is being led by those 60 years old, 50 years old. So that's why the ideas of redefinitions of the youth age is very important to allow more young people to participate actively in youth association. And at the same time, they will use this channel to build up our nation together with the government.
So with any new effort to empower the youth, whether it's appointing a senator or encouraging more involvement in the community, how can it be ensured that youths from a variety of backgrounds and experiences will actually benefit from these efforts?
That's why Malaysian Youth Council will be the facilitator for this project. We asked the minister to include Malaysian Youth Council as one of the facilitators so that we can help the government to reach out to many youth cohort, as many as possible, to engage with them, to interact with them, and to give opportunity to them to run a program, to voice out their problem, all their grievances or their aspiration to be brought up to the government. So our function and role as the leaders of Malaysian Youth Council is to help the government to facilitate this project, to ensure that as many as possible youth group will be consulted and will be participated.
Jufitri, thanks for speaking with us. That was Jufitri Johar, President of the Malaysian Youth Council. And we've been talking, of course, about Youth Power, the new association that's going to be formed, and they're going to be chapters around the country. We've also been talking about the appointment of a youth senator, and I feel a little bit better after listening to Jufitri talk about, hopefully, you know, the fact that it is going to be an appointment that takes into account different groups, different stakeholders. I really do hope for that. I don't want to sound like such an Eeyore. I really want it to happen. I just want it to be done right.
I do too, though I'm not necessarily too happy with the fact that it still has to be from, it has to be someone that is above 30. They should have put a bit more consideration into that first, but they're working with what they have. I'd ideally like to see someone younger to take up this post.
I don't want to see someone younger just for the sake of it, but I do think that if you are going to talk about lowering the definition, but at the same time, the bar of entry to get into Dewan Negara is at the very threshold of the definition you're trying to get to, it's a bit of an odd dissonance. Wing Fat on WhatsApp has said, young people have less influence to corrupt together. There is that.
There is that.
There is that, but they can grow in influence. Who knows?
Don't be so bleak.
I'm sorry. I am sorry. It's just the end of a long week. Pardon me. My pessimism's getting the better of me. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.